Although not quite seven, Kallu did the work of a grown man. He was shaken out of his sleep early in the morning and dressed only in an old tattered shirt with a buzz woolen cap pulled down over his ears, looking like a midget, dripping at the nose, he promptly set to work. Scared off by the cold water, he was always reluctant to wash his face, and just once in a while he would carelessly rub the tips of his fingers over his teeth, which remained permanently coated with a thin film of mildew. The first thing he did in the morning was to get the stove going. Then he put water on for tea, set the table for breakfast, and made 100 rounds to the door and back, carrying butter, bread, then milk, and finally the eggs. Flapping his slippers noisily, he travelled to the kitchen innumerable times. And after the cook had prepared breakfast, Kallu made more trips to the table, lugging hot toast and parathas. To ensure their good health, the children, nearly all of whom were Kallu's age, were forcibly fed porridge, milk, eggs, toast and jam, while Kallu quietly looked on.